From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, for the ninth straight time, Federal Reserve policymakers met, discussed interest rates, and decided to leave things alone. In a statement, the Fed said inflation remains its top priority, but it said it's concerned about how a still-developing credit squeeze will affect the economy.
That squeeze started out in the riskier subprime mortgage market, but it's now grown to a point where it has undermined the market for private equity deals. More on that in a few minutes. First, a story from NPR's Chris Arnold about why the problems in the subprime market are almost certain to get worse before they get better.
Economists say that far more people are going to lose their homes in the subprime mortgage debacle than those who lost homes to Hurricane Katrina. And the eye of this more quiet storm is still approaching.
We've been here for 8 years now.
Jose Pamalis is standing on his back porch with his 7-year-old son in Boston's Hyde Park neighborhood. He recently got a foreclosure letter in the mail. Pamalis is looking out over his big backyard here behind his modest ranch house.
This is my home, and I don't really want to allow somebody to just take what we've worked hard for. I mean, it's not the biggest house. It's not maybe the most glamorous house, but it's my home, you know, and this is my son's house.
Pamalis has a solid job with the local housing authority. He and his wife's combined income is around $65,000 a year. He says he's always paid his mortgage. But 2 years ago, Pamalis refinanced and got a loan from New Century, a lender that has since gone under after writing too many loans that customers didn't or couldn't pay back. Pamalis says he had no idea how much his monthly payments would go up. They started out at about $2,100, then increased by more than $300 a month. He's been hit with late payment fees, and his payments are about to adjust again to around $2,800.
We're not going to be able to do it. Then the only options we're going to do is put a for sale sign in front of it or let the bank take it.
Meanwhile, a lot more people are about to be in the same boat. Most of these subprime loans adjust after 2 years, and analysts say it was just about 2 years ago in September of 2005 that the subprime lending boom started hitting its peak. So a bigger wave of rate resets is about to put a lot more people in trouble.
They're much more exposed to the rate reset than the borrowers that were originated in 2004.
That's Suzanne Mistretta with Fitch, a credit rating agency. She says there's a triple whammy about to happen here. On top of the larger number of loans, it's getting harder to refinance because house prices are falling and lenders are tightening credit standards. And on top of that, the loans that are just starting to adjust now were written during a time when lending standards in parts of the mortgage industry were getting out of control.
Yes, yes. And the piggyback seconds became pervasive. So now you have stated income loans, 100 LTVs, and a
If you don't speak mortgage industry language, that means many lenders were making loans without documenting borrowers' incomes. Some loans were made for more than the houses are now worth. Just last week, Fitch changed its default forecast for one subset of subprime loans, saying 50% more loans will default than they previously predicted. More economists now think all this will result in a historic number of people losing their homes. Bill Wheaton heads up MIT's Center for Real Estate.
I foresee several million. I think that we could easily see 2 to 3 million people lose their home and go back to renting, basically.
Wheaton says some of those will be people who bought a house recently and just paid too much or borrowed too much against it. If their payments are rising and the house isn't worth what they owe, they'll just walk away. But many others are longtime homeowners who say they just didn't understand what kind of loan they were getting into when they refinanced and who are now stuck. Back at his house, Jose Pamalis says he hasn't been able to refinance. There's that foreclosure notice, and he's worried about losing his home.
We don't want to lose the house, but it looks like they want to take our house from us. We're just regular middle-class, hardworking, you know, individuals. And, you know, you hate to see things taken away when you're working hard for it.
Chase Home Finance manages Pamalis' loan now, and he says he's been asking Chase to work with him and give him a more affordable interest rate, but he says they won't do that. Chase won't discuss individual customers. A spokesperson says the company is refinancing or modifying loans on a case-by-case basis. Other lenders have pledged to do that too, but housing advocates say they're not doing it very often. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.